Hey, you've got me today. I've got a couple exciting updates and a powerful personal story to share. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. Oh, did you miss me? I've been missing me. Welcome back to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. I'm your host, Amanda Wise. It's great to be here because I am making this as easy on myself as I can today. Let's jump right in. If you've been tuning in over the last couple years, you may have heard the episode where I read the first chapter of my first novel a couple years ago. That book is called In the Dirt, a novel about being human. And did you know that at the latest Michigan Outdoor Writers Association conference, that book won first place for the Excellent in Craft Awards for Best Book? Oh my goodness, I had tears in my eyes when I received my award. What an honor. So, do you have that book yet? If not, don't deprive yourself. And when you order, get the sequel too, because it comes out next week. Oh, summer reading, baby. They ship for free from my website at copperharborvitality.com. And I think the second one is even better. So you're in for some wondrous human experiences. Okay, next update. You probably noticed that I skipped an episode. Yeah, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into producing one of these episodes. And I've been so busy lately that I just had to cut a couple things out of life. And this was one of them. So I want to be 100% honest with you. I cannot sustain this podcast in its current format. But here's what I think would be optimal. I would love to hire someone to monetize, edit, and produce this show. I'll be your host, of course. The show has grown consistently over the last couple years, and it keeps growing. This show also won an award at the Michigan Outdoor Writers Association conference. People come up to me in random places and tell me they recognize my voice because they listen to this podcast and they love it. And I have people asking me to be a guest. This show is popular, it's important, and it is growing. So my question to you is, do you or someone you know have experience in this field and would like to help keep this dream alive? If so, contact me, please. Thank you. If you're not a producer, what else can you do? Well, you can buy those books I mentioned. You can leave a tip on the podcast page if you haven't done so yet to show me that you're serious about this show too. And you can even send me a note saying that you listen all the time or tell me what you like or what you don't like, what you want to see more of. I'll seriously read anything you put the effort into sending me. So once I have a partner in this, we can move forward with regularly scheduled programming and amazing guests. Until then, you'll get me chiming in periodically to tell you the next bit of information I find fit to air. So that's where we are with that. Now I want to tell you about a part of my life that stuns me every time it happens. People often tell me that I have unbelievable patience and that I'm always surprisingly positive, and they can feel love pouring out of me. These are all wonderful compliments, and I truly appreciate that people notice these things. To say that I'm trying is an understatement. because I'm actually forced to do this. I have a son who has Down syndrome, and he molds me to be this way every single day we're together. Now, he doesn't have a lesson plan and worksheets for me to fill out, but he absolutely makes sure I act as the best version of myself. Here are two examples. Okay, for the most part, I am patient, positive, and loving, yes, but sometimes I'm tired or sick, or my lady time is approaching and I want to scream at the moon for the good of women everywhere. These things can make me impatient, to say the least. So when I'm trying to get my little guy ready for bed, and the slightest hint of negativity or abruptness leaks out of me, he stops and asks, "Mom, what are you feeling?" In this moment, he figuratively holds a mirror up to my face and asks me to explain my actions and mood. Instantly. We cannot move to the next task until I explain to him, "Brady, I'm sorry. I have PMS right now, so my tummy hurts and I'm tired and cranky. I need to sleep too, so please, let's go upstairs." "Oh, you're tired and cranky? Your belly hurts? All right, let's go." And then we go upstairs, just like that. But he will not, and I mean he will not, let me speak to him with a crabby tone without calling me out. "Mom, what are you feeling?" I think he just needs to know that it's not because of him that I'm frustrated. And once he understands that, we can proceed. He has empathy for my condition and life goes on. Here's another story. One morning, we were getting ready for school and I was harping on him to hurry up. I didn't think he was going to make it to the bus on time because he was still eating breakfast with 5 minutes to go. So my stress level rose and he felt it. He felt it so much that when he was done eating, he crawled under the kitchen table and stayed there. He would not come out, no matter what I said, because he already shut down. Well, the bus came, and the bus left. So my next goal was to drive him to school on time. But he still would not come out. He didn't ask me how I was feeling, though. My stress level was too high, and it just shut him down. So I went into the hallway and sat. I meditated into my spirit and asked for guidance. I breathed deeply to release the anger that had already built up. And then I thought, I'll just go over there and pretend I'm a puppy. That always works. So I crawl through the kitchen and stop when I see him under the table. "Ruff, ruff. Hi, person. Do you want a ride?" This usually turns him around right away. I don't always like to stoop to the puppy level, but in tough times, it's necessary. And it works. But that morning, it didn't work. He glared at me from under the table. He could still feel some of my dingy energy. And then he did something I never saw him do before. He looked into my left eye and scrubbed it to see how I was truly feeling. Then he looked into my right eye for the truth. My left eye again, my right eye again. Now, maybe you've read my memoir, and in there I describe the very first time we locked eyes when he was born. It was an out-of-body, out-of-this-world experience. You might want to add that memoir, Digging for Light, to your shopping cart too, and just buy all my books at once, because you'll feel like your own soul has been scrubbed and you'll probably feel better about life. But that morning, as I humbled myself on all fours, wagging my pretend tail, my 10-year-old son from another dimension scrubbed my pupils and my soul for the truth. He took a breath and realized he could trust me again. It took another moment for him to shift his own energy and scoot toward me. And then he hopped on my back for a ride into the hallway where he could get dressed and get into the car and make it to school just on time. That morning shook me. I even made my own audio recording so I have an account of it to remember forever. In a nutshell, my child keeps me absolutely accountable for my energy and actions each moment we're together. And that's quite often. So yes, I have taken my patience to a whole new level. I have learned to embody positivity and joy. And I have learned the absolute power of unconditional love. I now understand that this little boy is here to keep my vibration high so we can help save the world together. Thank you for listening, and be good to yourself. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da.